You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a modern jazz artist off a very nice 2013 album called Dogtown, that was Robert Presseter with the tune Bite Size Steps to begin this new hour of Neon Jazz. Robert began classical piano at the age of 3, and some years thereafter he moved on to the Manhattan School of Music. His first recording, Trillium, was released in 1988 and was nominated for the Grammy Awards quarterfinals. One of Robert's early projects on the New York scene was a commission to compose and produce the soundtrack for the City Kids Foundation show. This premiered on Broadway. And as the musical director for this production, he appeared with legends Herbie Hancock and Grover Washington Jr., and he was on the Phil Donahue show. He currently teaches out of his studio in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and is an instructor at the Florida Atlantic University LLS program, teaching his newly developed course called Deconstructing Jazz, and I bet that's a good one. As of late, he has returned to his classical roots, as they all do, and subsequently he has performed a solo concert recital in New York, Maine, Florida, Massachusetts, and many other spots around the country. A solo piano sonata of his was recently performed at the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. He is accomplished, and he continues to this day to teach and perform in Florida. He keeps us on edge as to what might be next. He's a good one. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a thriving and evolving music town, the home of the Jazz Hall of Fame, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a good, solid karate chop of jazz from cats like Ted Lewis, Pat Metheny, Frank Sinatra, and many others. From the modern era to yesteryear, we travel on this episode. Here's Jack Glasner with the song Hot Coffee off an album called Hot Dance Bands from the OK Records circa 1923-31.
Listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
troubled early years of OK Records, a titan in jazz music, to the modern day. That was post-bop tenor saxophonist Craig Handy with the song Organ Grinder Swing. What a great name. Off The Sound of Next via OK Records circa 2014. The Oakland-bred Craig Handy attended North Texas State University from 81 to 84, and he went on to play with the likes of Art Blakey, Wynton Marsalis, Roy Haynes, Elvin Jones, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and many others. Speaking of water, there had to be something there at North Texas State. He still swims in the jazz. These days, he is a member of the Mingus Big Band, and of note, he played the role of Coleman Hawkins in the 1996 film Kansas City. Who knew? Oh, here's a legend next here on the show. With the 1941 song Stormy Weather, here's the impeccable Lena Horne.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. Since he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blind in every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and spattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world.
share the joy. Falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know. I love you so. Day will come if we just wait a while. No tears for us. Make love and wear a smile. Our dreams have magic because we'll always stay in love this way. Our day.
Following up, Lena was modern-day singer Connie Landsberg with the 2011 song Our Day Will Come, and her day has come. Her forte is original folk and pop, and she is in the cool jazz genre. She is a vocal interpreter of the wonderful stories told by the American Songbook and well beyond. So, imagine the perfect martini featuring Radiohead as the gin, Miles Davis as the vermouth, and Sia as the olive. And that, right there, is what you call the Connie vibe. Here is the Clicquot Club Eskimos with the tune Chick 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 off the Goofballs of the 1920s album compilation.
the cleverest of men. He cuts a rasher off a pig and then shouts to a hen, "Oh, chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me. Chick, 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 chicken, I want one for my tea. Oh, I haven't had an egg since Easter, and now it's 3:30. So, chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me." Oh, I haven't had an egg since Easter, and now it's 3:30. So, chick, 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 chicken, lay a little egg for me.
Jazz Fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Georgia-born trombonist Marcus Lewis with the 2012 song Facing East. He began playing trombone at the age of 12, and with all of his wisdom, shortly thereafter, he decided that music was his calling. He ended up getting a master's degree in trombone performance from the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and now he leads his own quintet and continues to tour with the Marcus Lewis Band and the Grammy-nominated vocalist Janelle Monáe, who's from KCK. He has performed at venues that include the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, the Jimmy Carter Summer Concert Series, and the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards, along with many festivals all over the country, and I hear he's even performing with the likes of Bruno Mars these days. He's a real crossover guy, and he's very talented. Here's another cut off the Goofballs of the 1920s album, As If We Couldn't Get Enough, down here in our den. This is George Olson with the song She's Just a Sailor's Sweetheart.
A bottle on the shelf. When up sprang Dan McGrew and cried, "Hear the song I wrote myself."
Sing it, Dan.
She was just a sailor's sweetheart, and she loved her sailor lad. But he left her broke in Hartford. He was all she ever had.
Except a dozen children.
She still believed in sailors, and she's true to the red, white, and blue. And although she's barred from the Navy Yard, still she loves her sailor lad. So you're old man. She was just a sailor's sweetheart. She was just a sailor's sweetheart. She's an aviator's sweetheart.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm just Demi.
Thank you.
That was entertainer, band leader, singer, musician, and funny man Ted Lewis and his band with the song The Camel Walk. He was also known as Mr. Entertainment or Ted Is Everybody Happy Lewis.
He used to say it this way, is everybody happy?
Yes, I think everybody was after they listened to him. His bands presented a unique blend of presenting a combination of jazz, hokey comedy, and schmaltzy sentimentality that was a huge hit with the people. I don't remember it, but Mr. Christopher does.
So you're betraying my age a little here.
Am I overshooting here a little bit?
Just a tad.
I'm sorry. He was one of a kind, and he was out of this world for sure. And after 81 years, when he signed off, we have a treasure trove of good stuff to go back to. This next song on the show is a solid gold duo. Here's guitarist Jim Hall and Lee Summit's own Pat Metheny with the 1990 song, Lookin' Up.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was post-bop Portuguese jazz bassist, that's a mouthful, Carlos Barreto, with the 2006 song Clint Frick off his impressive album called Locomotive. His dad played the guitar and chromatic harmonica, and he was baptized in music from an early age. He started out on the guitar and made his way right on in to the bass, and that one stuck. This cat has played all over the place and continues to innovate. Strike up the band and pour a martini, kids. This next showman on the show is Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, with a 1961 song, Hidden Persuasion.
There's hidden persuasion within your eyes.
your charming indifference is but a disguise. I would be glad to love you if love is in the deal, but I must feel quite certain that the love is for real. Your hidden persuasion seems quite sincere. Perhaps my evasion is meaningless fear, since every gain requires the element of chance. Here's hoping at least we'll find romance. Your hidden persuasion seems quite sincere. Perhaps my evasion is meaningless fear, since every gain requires that element of chance. Here's hoping at least we'll find romance. Here is hoping at least we'll find romance.
Again, that was Frank Sinatra with a nice little 1961 tune from the Golden Age with Hidden Persuasion. On our way out of the door here on this episode of Neon Jazz is a nice little tune to leave on. This is Farnell Newton and the Marcus Reynolds Quartet coming together on the 2006 song It Could Happen to You, and this hour happened to us. We hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the operator of the elevator around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Third floor.
That's right.
Everybody out.
Thank you. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what floor you'd like us to take you to. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you.
That's good stuff. I'd call it a rap.
Oh, I would call it jazz.
Oh, sorry.
Neon Jazz.